Or In Your Face with Rob Ekno happens now on Indy 104.
Welcome back into our Thursday morning here at Indy 104, live from Hollywood out here in the City of Angels. Imagine that, a God show from the City of Angels. That guy's got things figured out. And, you know, I got to tell you, you know, we talk about this all the time, and you might talk about it in the Bible and stuff when you read it, that God is, you know, really working 24 hours, 7 days a week behind the scenes, and just because we don't see answers to our prayers and stuff doesn't mean he's not working. And I remember a few years back, I had this addiction of biting nails, and I just always had my fingers in my mouth, and, you know, I was able to overcome the drugs and the alcohol, but not the fingernail biting. And all of a sudden, a few weeks back, I realized, holy mackerel, in the midst of, you know, what many would consider turmoil and all of this stuff going on in my life, I now have full hands of fingernails. Now, you might not be too impressed by that, but that shows me that God has removed the obsession. He was working. He answered another prayer. But again, it all happens in his time, as we learn. And sometimes his time matches up with our times, but it can be quite frustrating when it doesn't. But when it does, and you realize that, oh my gosh, God has been working all the time. And he's been working in my life, your life, and everyone's life since the day we were born, because we all have what we need, right? How do we know that? We're all here today. So we've had exactly what we've needed to get ourselves to the next day. And our very special guest today, very, very excited about having this gentleman on, because he's involved in making a difference in our lives and also in his community, which is all where we need to be focused on, our lives becoming the best and then being involved in our community and making a difference. But life hasn't always been a bowl of cherries for him, but now with God as his guide, he's a loving father, a husband with a successful marriage, and just all kinds of wonderful examples of how he's moved forward in life using God as his guide. Live from the great state of Washington, a member of the Living Truth Fellowship, our friends have always delivered great testimonies, and Larry Larimer is not going to disappoint us, I can assure you of that. Larry, thanks for making time for us today.
Well, thank you, Rob. I'm really excited to talk with you today. I've enjoyed your show so much in the past, and now here I am. I get a chance to actually be on the air with you today to God's greater glory. So thanks a bunch. And I don't know where you're going to take us on this conversational. I'm really excited to go there with you.
Well, I have no idea either. God's going to... He's guiding us. That's the great thing of the show. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that you appreciate being here. And, you know, it's God's show. So I, you know, like you, you protect, and we'll get into your career and stuff. You get to protect the community you're at. He gave you those amazing skills and to be able to do that. And, you know, he gave me a mouth. So, and then he asked me to push some buttons, and somebody gave me a computer and a mixing board and said, I need you to share my miracles throughout the world. And that's why this show has had the success that it has. You know, you guys that are sharing the miracles are the star of the show. And the reality is, when we both look at it together, God is truly the star of the show. So how can it be a losing show?
No, that's right. Well, Jesus is the star, and he is the sun, and the S-U-N and the S-O-N. And so Jesus is the perfect image of God and the perfect representation of God. If you take that word representation and just pronounce it a little differently and say re-presentation, he is the presentation of God for us and gives us the perfect example all the time. So I'm so grateful to have a Lord and his Father Jesus, his Father God, to help us, and it's just an exciting time. Getting to be a firefighter and getting to be a paramedic, I was a paramedic for a number of years as well, getting to serve folks and take care of people when they are in true need just gives you a tiny glimpse into what God and Jesus do for us and want to do for us. As you were saying earlier, if we pray and we let them into our lives and we invite them in to take action when we have needs, they just want to do so much. I can tell you from my perspective as a fireman and a paramedic, when you get to make a difference in people's lives in that way, when they're, you know, having the worst day of their life and they have a problem they can't solve and they pick up that phone and dial 911, if you show up and you can help make that a little bit better, it's just a real gift to get to give them something in that way. And so it's been a true blessing for me for, gosh, almost 40 years now. I started as a firefighter in 1973.
Wow, that's a long time. I think I had hair back then, so the times have changed. But they weren't always that easy for you, and before you were able to be of service and really be able to focus and hone in on certain things with God, family, you know, becoming a husband, becoming a dad, you went through some struggles that many people have, and I had a challenge along this ways as well. And if you can, give us a little bit of background about your childhood and when you went through the situations with the different fathers in your life.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to. I've had a very interesting life and a blessed one. I was born actually not too far from where your show is right now. I was born in Los Angeles and moved to San Diego when I was just about 6 years old. Spent most of my life in San Diego, and but right after we moved to San Diego, my mom and dad had had problems in their marriage they couldn't resolve. They got divorced, and a few years later, my mom married a wonderful guy who was my stepfather. But when I talk to people, I refer to him as my dad because he's the one who taught me the values of being a man and various work ethics and important things. But I really struggled with faith as he was baptized as a baby, and nothing ever really made sense to me. The different doctrines and so forth, as they were explained, there was so much that just did not make sense. And so I stepped away from that, and I declared myself to be, I wasn't sure if I was agnostic or an atheist or what, but it was a long time. In fact, it was after I married Donna that I actually became a believer. I had a time where I was associating with people that weren't really probably the best for me to be around and doing things that I'm really not proud of. And one night, I just challenged God. I had not had an absolute belief in God, but I just knew that I was hitting rock bottom. And I said, hey, God, if you're up there and if you love me like everybody tells me you do, then I need to change my ways, and I need to hang out with some different people, and I need a better friend in my life, and wouldn't hurt if it was a really cute girl. And it just so happened that I had already known Donna. We had worked together while we were both going to college, and she had rejected my advances a number of times because she had different standards than I did. And but at any rate, within about a week from that time that I challenged God in a very low point in my life, she started coming back into the restaurant where I was now the night manager of the dining room. She was working at Kaiser Hospital, the 3 to 11:30 shift, and my restaurant was on the way home for her, and she stopped in, and I would have her a cup of tea made and get the chef to fix her something to eat, and while I did the books, and I finally realized, hey, you're coming to see me. And it washed over me that this woman was coming to visit me as a result of the fact that I asked God to bring somebody more positive in my life. So my wife is the first answer to any prayer that I ever had.
Well, that's a pretty good answer, because you guys have been married for quite some time now, have you not?
39 wonderful years, and just been awesome. I'm still madly in love with her. She's my best friend and my partner and mother of two amazing sons, and we have so much fun together. I just enjoy spending my life with her. She supports me in everything I do, and I try to do the same for her. So it's been an awesome partnership.
Before we get more into the God thing, I know, you know, across America especially, and I've been challenged by it myself, and I'm sure 39 years, you don't get there by not going through some difficulties and struggles and challenges along the way, even with God as your guide. Obviously, that makes things a little more pleasurable or easier to get through, having faith and stuff. But we have a couple minutes left here. Just a thought of struggles that you've been through and people that may be going through challenging times in a marriage right now. What would you suggest to them?
Well, you're absolutely right. We have 39 years that are not perfect years. I mean, there were times when our partnership was extremely strong, and there were times when we faced a lot of difficulty. Sometimes it was one of us, sometimes it was both of us. But the thing that got us through it all, Rob, was just continually communicating, being honest, being open, sharing what's going on. We found that when we had difficulties, if we didn't address them and face them, then we would allow that to kind of build and build, and pretty soon the whole kitchen sink is full of troubles, and it becomes overwhelming. Whereas if you deal with your problems one at a time, as they come up, then they're fine. Then, of course, if you learn what problems to just ignore, because if it's really small stuff, you can just let it go. Some things you have to know which things you need to address and which things you can just let go. But we developed another thing. We said if we saw kids on the playground at 8 years of age and they could solve an argument by going with a do-over. So we have a thing with each other and have had for a lot of years now, when we realize that one of these really dumb arguments, and most of them are pretty dumb in their foundation and silly, when we recognize that we're having one of those moments, the first person who recognizes that has an obligation to say to the other person, hey, we need a do-over, and the other person has an obligation, we by agreement we have this in advance, that we give them a do-over. Even if we're angry, we say, okay, I'll give you a do-over, but I need 20 minutes to just kind of cool off a little bit, and then come back and truly have a do-over. If children can do it, and we're supposed to love one another and take care of each other, why the heck can't we have a do-over too?
Wow. I'll bet you, because I never thought of that, and I'll bet you that many, many folks around America and the world have not thought of that either. A do-over, I mean, think about it. We learn from the children, and the children, when you think about it, you know, Christmas time comes rolling along. Sometimes they love the boxes that the gifts came in more than the gift. Larry Larimer is our very special guest this morning up in the great state of Washington, just outside of the Portland area. So excited to have him with us. You can hear the peace in his voice. Can you not? When you are focused on God, when you know that you're on a mission from him and you're doing the work, what a sense of peace you have in you. We're going to come back and talk more with Larry. Welcome back. Thursday morning here in Los Angeles, and it is a wonderful day. And I was just sharing with our wonderful guest during the break, you know, I'm sitting here listening to him, and boy, oh boy, I hope you pick up the same thing that I picked up from this wonderful gentleman. He's a member of the Living Truth Fellowship out in Indianapolis, and he's been a member for a while with our good friend John Lynn and all the other wonderful guys that have been on board with us, Paul and Franco and Robert and some of the other guys that have been a part of our show that have just delivered amazing messages. And when you really study the Word of God and you understand it, as these guys have, you know, John Lynn, of course, has been involved with the Bible for 45 years or so. And John, I was telling Larry before the show, John is the only guy that I allow to prepare stuff before a show for, because John is actually an incredible teacher. As you guys well know, he's brought in amazing numbers to our show when he has spoken. Last time or two times ago, Larry, we can fit 1,700,000 on our server at one time, and John almost blew up the server two times ago. And wouldn't you know it, we were talking about the Bible. How do you figure?
Boy, that's an amazing thing, isn't it? God really jumps in when somebody will just stand for him a little bit. He just gives you more power, more strength, and adds more ears out there for us. So that's exactly what happened. I know that John has been huge in my life. I have benefited so much from hearing his teachings. One of the things that I do is I take all of the podcasts from the Living Truth Fellowship, which I recommend everybody do this. If you've got an MP3 player, or I've got an iPod and I do iTunes, but I subscribe to the podcasts, and so whenever I'm working out in the yard, I've got some of these headphones that protect me from the power tools that I'm using, but I can plug my iPod right into the thing and listen to John teach wonderful Bible truth over and over again, and just really put that into your mind, because when you put the truth into your head, it seeks its way into your heart, and then your life gets to manifest that. And my wife has told me, since I've been doing this and affiliated with the Living Truth Fellowship and have been following John a lot more closely, she already loved me and liked me, but she just says I'm a lot nicer person to be around now. And she's my best evaluator and judge, if you will. She really sees me who I am, and but I know that John's teaching and the wonderful material that we have. We haven't talked about it yet, but I just really want to get people to get to our website, tltf.org, and go on there. We just have a multitude of ways of reaching people, whether you're better by reading some written material so that you can gather that, you want to watch YouTubes so that you can see some teachings there, or like I say, the podcasts are just amazing. And by the way, your radio show is on those podcasts, and I've listened to them a number of times with all the great speakers that you've had on. So I just really encourage people to go to tltf.org, get on our website, join our Facebook page, subscribe to our podcast, subscribe to our newsletters, and start putting the Word of God into your head, because, man, when the truth really gets presented to you, and that was the problem that I had as a young man, Rob, was that none of what I was learning as I was attending other mainstream churches and so forth really made sense to me. There was just doctrinally so many things that were off, and I know that I heard you say wow about 100 times when you were listening to John on some of the different things that he can clearly teach from the Bible that is not found to be in mainstream churches. That if you want to know the truth, there is one truth, and it's in the Word of God, and it takes some work to get to it, but boy, once you find it, it's just like pure gold, and it just changes your life.
Well, yeah, I've had the opportunity to start spending more time in the Bible. I can understand. It's amazing, because we have two examples here on the radio today, and this is the first time I get to meet Larry, and how blessed are we all. Because you can hear in your voice, as I just told you during the break, that I realize, wait a minute, this guy's got like such an amazing, peaceful spirit about him. And obviously being a fireman and involved with helping and saving lives and this type of stuff, it can be quite stressful dealing with the wife and helping out your son in a situation he's going through and different things. Life around you doesn't necessarily abode to be all that peaceful at times, but you're very well centered, and it's obvious because you've learned the Word. You realize that, okay, the world can fall apart about me, and I have this wonderful, loving wife, and we've learned from children of all things how to have a wonderful, successful relationship when things aren't going well, and to keep things going and to be best friends. And yours truly, who has had the opportunity over the last several months to be in the Word of God and to go through the book and to read and study and listen to guys like you drink. You know, I thought about it. I'm getting testimonies on a daily basis from people like yourself and John and all others that have come on the show. And I'm hearing all these wonderful miracles of faith and all of this stuff. And I realize it's just like a counselor. I know some counselors who have gone crazy, who have tried to deal with drugs and alcohol and help people out and stuff. And after a certain amount of time, they go out and start drinking and using themselves because they're so insane by listening to all the negativity on a daily basis. And you have filled yourself up with the Word. I mean, really with the lifeblood of your body. And listening to you, Larry, I am so blessed that John suggested that you be the next guest on the show, because right now with the state of the world and over in the Middle East and our country, finding that extra peace in their heart is really important, is it not?
Oh, it's incredibly important. I mean, we know that the world is at war. There is a spiritual war going on between God and Satan. And this is the battlefield here where we are right now. And we know that the Bible tells us that the devil is the god of this age and that he's got the power of death. And, I mean, we know that everything that happens out there right now is not God's will. We know that God doesn't will for people to starve to death or for women to be raped or people to be murdered or children to die because they don't have clean water to drink. My goodness, that's amazing to me. It just overwhelms me. And so the only way that I think that you can make sense out of any of this is getting into the truth of the Word of God and finding a way to apply it. Now, you're saying all these kind things about me, and I'm very grateful for that, and I do consider myself a reasonably peaceful guy, but I'm a knucklehead like everybody else, and I fail as often as I succeed at doing God's Word and doing what I'm supposed to do. But the best thing we can do is to continue to search, continue to work, to continue to study, to hold yourself accountable with other Christians who are like-minded, so that when you step off the Word, they can correct you and help you and love you back into the correct vein of fellowship. And so I thank you for the kind words about me, but I just feel like I've been so lucky to know the people that I know and have them love me and care about me enough to tell me when I'm being an idiot and keeping me squared away, because we all need that from one another, and it's a very biblical principle. So it's just the correcting, reproving one another and keeping each other on that straight path.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because yesterday I had a couple of conversations like that with some friends, and basically kicking me in the butt type of conversations in a positive way of, you know, you're, you know, should be doing this, and you've got the ability to do this and that, and there's no reason for you not to be, and so on and so forth. So we need that corrective measure, like you said, when we're being that knucklehead. We need that person that loves us. And that's the great thing about God, is that he'll stick those people when we're focused on him. He'll stick those people in our lives that'll say, hey, Larry, you know what? I'm going to give you a little kick in the butt over here because you're out of line over here. So I just want to get you back on track before you make more of a mess out of a situation. On the other hand, hey, Larry, you know you're better than that, and you should be using your talents and abilities to do this. And why aren't you doing that, whether it be as far as a husband, a father, whatever it we can be. So absolutely. But amongst it all, amongst being the knucklehead, because we've all been the knuckleheads, and, you know, we all don't make perfect decisions. If we did, neither one of you and I would be sitting here. We'd be looking down from above going, okay, guys, what are you doing with your life today? Let me laugh. You know, because that's what happens with God. Every time I try to make plans, he just changes them every day. But you have been able, through it all, by focusing on the Word, by focusing on listening to that best friend that God gave you in your life, and her guidance as well. And isn't it amazing that, you know, and she might not have been your type or anything when you were looking for a gal. Sometimes we go outside of our realm and we go in a different direction, and because maybe we don't think we can get that girl. And all of a sudden, God says, no, this is the right one for you. And he obviously did that for you, and it's been amazing.
Oh, that's so true. You know, it's kind of funny to look back on it, Rob. All of her friends advised her not to marry me. All of my friends advised me not to marry her. When we went to her pastor who performed our service, he advised her not to marry me because he asked me if I was a believer, and at this point in my life, I was not. I wasn't saying there was no God, but there wasn't enough evidence for me yet to believe. I needed more. And she sat there, and now this is something I want to make real clear, because these are her exact words. She goes, like, he may not believe now, but I know he's going to. And Pastor Cleveland sat there and said, well, okay. And he agreed to perform our marriage, and if he's out there listening to this someplace, I've lost track of him years ago. I would like Pastor Cleveland to know this one stuck, the 39 years worth, and if anything, it's stronger and better than it has ever been. So, but I'm very grateful that she decided that she wanted to be with me. I knew from that moment that the first revelation wrapped over my head that said, hey, God has answered your prayer, dummy. There's something here. I still wasn't ready to be a full-time believer, but I went like, okay, you've got my attention. Now what do I need to do? And then it was a series of events that led to finding some people who had a little bit more of the truth and were willing to show me more in the Word.
And hang on to that thought for just a second, Larry. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about Larry becoming a believer right after this on Indy.
Just doesn't get any better than this.
Indy 104.
Has anyone ever told you the Bible is full of myths, fables, and contradictions? Have you ever heard that God works in mysterious ways, or that God allows tragedy and suffering? If we let God speak for himself, we find that none of those things are true.
This is John Lynn, the teacher of One Day with the Creator, a thrilling journey into the heart of God that will equip you with the tools you need to understand his word and live it day by day. This step-by-step teaching will introduce you to the risen Lord Jesus Christ, and he will help you overcome fear and worry, live with a powerful purpose, and truly love the people in your life.
Starring Jesus Christ, One Day with the Creator is filled with heart and humor. There is nothing like it on the planet. Order your copy today at tltf.org/class. That's tltf.org/class. Don't delay. Order today at tltf.org/class.
Welcome back. We are just cruising through. It's amazing how quickly, when you're sharing the positive news of God and real life situations that we've all gone through, and maybe we don't all go through the same exact situation, but we can all relate because we've all made choices that weren't all as godly as we had hoped for along the way. And then once we learn that we're not doing that, and we learn to readjust, and doesn't make absolute certainty that we're not going to, as Larry has shared, that he continues to be a knucklehead in some situations, and don't we all? You know, but we get really good at correcting ourselves, and God puts really good people in our life to help guide us and set us straight back on the course and get us back into being all that we can. To learn more about Larry and the wonderful group that he's a part of, the Living Truth Fellowship, and all the wonderful friends that have been on our show, simply go online at tltf.org. That's T as in Thomas, L as in Larry, T as in Thomas, F as in Frank.org, tltf.org. Go online. They have amazing teachers, you know, One Day with the Creator, the End Times, all kinds of classes that they have on there, as Larry mentioned, podcast and everything that you can just learn great teachings. And every one of those is recorded and available on iTunes for absolutely free. Rapid Feeds, you can go on rapidfeeds.com as well. You can just go on indy104.com and click the link. It'll take you right to the Rapid Feeds page as well. So lots of ways to continue learning about all the miracles that God has done for all of our guests here on In Your Face. My name is Rob Ecknow. So blessed to be with you. We're up in the great state of Washington today, just outside of the Portland area. Larry Larimer is our very special guest today, and he is involved in making a difference in our communities. He shared about a 40-year career as far as being an EMT, as far as being a fireman, as far as being a fire. Are you a chief, Larry, or captain? You're one of the biggies. You've graduated your way up the ladder with your hard work, have you not?
I have been fortunate to promote a few times, and I was hired as the deputy fire chief in Camas, Washington. And then we reorganized the fire department probably 6 or 7 years ago, and because we needed some chief officers to be on 24-hour shift. And so I got the rare privilege of getting to be a battalion chief, which is what my title is now, and I will retire with this title because it is the best job I have ever had in my life in terms of any work that I do for a paycheck. Best job is being an ambassador for Christ would be the best job that I've got, but we still have to pay the bills, right? And so my work where I get a paycheck, being a battalion chief for the fire department, is just awesome. I'm basically in charge of one shift of firefighters and paramedics of a number of stations, and so for 24 hours at a shot, I go in and I manage that. I'm there. I take care of administrative things for them, but then I get to go out and be the incident commander for complex incidents like, fires or crashes or, a couple of years ago on December the 7th, we had a terrible incident where, and this has a direct application to what we're talking about today, but a guy murdered his wife and his sister-in-law and then barricaded himself in his house and was shooting at everybody that came up. He shot the windows out of a police car. Some of my paramedics that were responding, because they didn't know for sure what was going on yet, they were going right up to his front door. They had rounds flying right past them. None of them were hit, and praise God for that. But I have to go command incidents, usually not that complex or that dangerous, but that's kind of what my job is. And on that day, I was really lucky, Rob. I was at another call, or else I would have probably been almost the first guy to the front door of that house, but I was on another call. And so while we were taking care of that, it was a smoke detector activation that was faulty. It was just a bad smoke detector in this lady's house. And so as I'm responding to the shooting incident, I'm able to process what's going on, and using my Bluetooth, I call my wife and my mother and said, hey, start the prayer tree going here. We need some prayer. I have an active shooter incident going on, and I need my people protected, and I knew that prayer was needed. And so there was not a single additional person harmed, although this man shot over 400 rounds, according to the police estimates, throughout the rest of the day as he was barricaded in his house. He hit no one else. So I was
That's
very
amazing.
Gratified that God looked out for us in that instance.
Well, one of the things is that we were just talking about before the break was that you had become a believer. And when you believe that God will protect you with his thickest shield of armor, even in times when it doesn't seem like it's possible, like your guys running up to the front door and 400 rounds being shot, how did they miss the guys?
Yeah.
And reality is there is a couple of guys there that were there to help save lives, to help prolong lives, to help be of service to another human being, and that's what God needs more of. So to, you know, not that those types of folks, and you guys, and my cousin was a sheriff down in San Diego County for 35 years and saw all kinds of stuff with the SWAT team and the emergency stuff and fire and all that kind of stuff, and you know, there's some crazy stuff out there, but it's amazing that the simplest little thing like a smoke detector and a bad battery basically kept your life alive and kept you in charge of being able to bring peace and serenity amongst these situations that do come up. And yeah, they're not that bad all the time, but still, you know, to you and I, they might not seem that bad, but to the person involved, they may be very hectic and challenging that somebody's got somebody that's, you know, hurt or injured or might be dying or something. And you come along with the peace that you can bring in the serenity of God, and you can make that situation in their lives so much better during such a type of a situation that could be tragic.
It has been a real blessing. It's one of the things, like, as you could probably tell, you don't get to do something for 40 years without getting close to retirement. So I almost fear my retirement because I enjoy my job so much. I'm good at what I do. I work with amazing people, just the best people who are real givers, and they're very loving and kind, and they just want to do the best they can for folks out there. And I actually get up in the morning and look forward to going to work. There's not too many people who I think get to do that. They have no, I have to go back to the grind again today. And I'm really fortunate, as probably you must look at your life with the good fortune to do what you do, that I'm so blessed to get to do that. But we were talking earlier about how I became a believer.
Yes.
And it was really fairly simple. I recognized how empty I was, and you know, I had that time where I said that, you know, I challenged God to bring somebody different into my life, and then being married to Donna allowed me to refocus and live a more peaceful style and start checking things out. My brother was affiliated with a fellowship that he introduced me to. I met some people there that I really gravitated toward, and I said to Dave and Kobe Giles, if they're out there listening to this, I would love Dave and Kobe Giles to know how much they meant to my life. But they encouraged me to take a Bible class, and I was going like, well, but wait, I don't know if I even believe in God. And Dave goes like, well, why don't you just explore the book first and see what the book says, and then maybe that'll help you more. And so I took a class that John has probably mentioned a number of times, and I know he has, called Power for Abundant Living. It was something that kind of where we all found each other. And it set forth truths about the Word of God in ways that I had never heard before, and gave me the ability to go like, hey, this does make sense. This is more real than anything else I've ever seen. And by the end of that class, I was a believer. And then since then, I've had just an interesting journey and made contact with John Lynn again. Gosh, oh, it must have been in about 2001, I think, when I found him again, because Donna and I tried to go through more mainstream kinds of churches and stuff because of our sons. We thought it would be easier. It just never really worked. And so I was able to contact John. He graciously gave me quite a bit of time on the telephone one day when I was kind of at a crossroads. And then we started working together through various fellowships together, and here we are now with the Living Truth Fellowship. And man, if you haven't seen, anybody out there listening, you or anyone has not seen The End Times or One Day with the Creator, you need to get your hands on those. They're just not that expensive, and the truth set forth in those things are amazing. The classes are fun. It'll teach you, you know, so much about the Bible, so that you can understand it, know it, and put it to use in your life, because that's what we have to do. I mean, if you look at what Jesus did when he was here on the earth, some of the biggest problems he had was he was going up against the Sadducees and the Pharisees and telling them that, like, their traditions were actually making God's word of no effect. And so he was attacking, in a way that only Jesus could, the religious leaders of the day, saying, like, hey, let's get this right. Let's get back to the actual God-breathed word. And that's what these classes do. They get you a foundation in what the word actually says and how you can apply it in your life, and in such a practical and fun way to gather that information. And that's what helped me become a believer, was really understanding the word and then be able to apply it in my life. And I'm still learning, still growing, and lots more to go. But boy, if anybody has any inkling that they need to have more information, those two videos that I recommended, The End Times and One Day with the Creator, those are just awesome. But
absolutely. Larry Larimer is our very special guest. We've already come to the end of three-quarters of our show. I mean, these things just blow by when you're talking about God and goodness and, you know, overcoming challenges and, you know, being a knucklehead and then learning how to deal with being a knucklehead through a wonderful wife, through God, through having Jesus in your life and studying and learning. And you know, if we want to get good at anything in life, no matter what it is, if you want to learn computers or graphic design or how to be a radio host or whatever it is, you got to study. If you want to get good at God and get the peace and all the glory that he has for you, and you want to learn about faith and trusting and seeing that he really does keep his word. I mean, think about it. It's in black and white. So either God's lying or he's telling the truth. And you know what? I haven't proved anybody that has seen him lie yet. And that would be an amazing disappointment. And he hasn't disappointed yet. And he's not about to now. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Indy 104.
Welcome back. We are in our final segment here on this Thursday. Wow. I'm telling you, I love to just sit back and listen and learn and talk to our guests during the breaks and just learn a little bit more. And one of the great things that God gives us is the gift of being able to speak, right? And as I speak, I get to hear myself and say, oh my gosh, that sounded pretty good, or my gosh, that sounded pretty dumb. Maybe I should think of something else. But it also allows other people to say, hey, you know what? That was not a bad thought, but here's a way you might be able to make it better. Or, are you really thinking that? Are you serious? You know? And as Larry talked about earlier, we've got these wonderful, loving people in our lives that are willing and care enough about us to give us that swift kick in the butt and in a good or a changing type of way where we head in a more positive direction. And Larry Larimer is our very special guest today. He's been in the fire business for about 40 years now. Amazing. It reminds me of another friend that we have, Art Montgomery, down in San Diego area, who's a retired fire captain, L.A. Fire Department, who's out there just doing amazing works for Jesus as well. And, Larry, you wanted to talk about the fact that you're out there on a daily basis, you know, and obviously some days it's a lot more challenging than others. Some days it's a walk in the park and you're like, wow, thank you, God, for not making me work too hard today because I didn't have to really step up and help save a life in too much need. But you really are out there on a daily basis, even if you're just at work, out there helping create a positive difference in people's lives and in some cases saving their lives. But how does that reflect when it comes to dealing with your own issues?
Well, that's a great point, Rob, and it's something that I have given a lot of thought to lately, because there was actually a great email that I received from one of our brothers in the Living Truth Fellowship. Have you had Larry Ramberg on yet on the show? I think.
Yeah, he was awesome as well.
Yeah, he's a police officer back in the Midwest, and I just got an email from him last night, and he was sharing how in Proverbs, it tells us not to lean on our own understanding. And I've been thinking about this anyway as I was approaching talking with you and anything that I wanted to get out there. And quite honestly, this is maybe going to even help me more than it helps anyone else. But I bet you other people have similar needs in this area. And I'm a good problem solver. And, you know, to be a good mom, dad, husband, brother, whatever, and to be a decent fireman or problem and figure out what resources you have and determine a plan of action and implement that plan of action and then see how well it's working and tweak it a little bit if it could be refined, and then you're happy with the outcome, and then you can sit back and you can be very proud. Well, I'm proud of what? I'm proud of the fact that God gave me the ability to evaluate problems, and he gave me the ability to have a quick mind to take action appropriately and to be humble enough to know like when what I'm doing isn't working, so I need to change something up. So I get very good at solving people's problems, and there are many times then that I forget and I try my own problems and I lean on my own understanding instead of leaning on God. And I just went back and revisited Proverbs 3, and there's just a whole great series there, and Larry Ramberg had sent an amazing email because as a police officer, he and I face many of the same sorts of situations where, you know, unfortunately, I have worked on a lot of people who have not survived. I have been in places where people are trying to harm themselves or others, and so, you know, we get busy trying to take care of those folks. Sometimes it becomes very heavy, and we forget where our orientation needs to be, and that we need to continue to lean on God, on Jesus, inviting them to help us find the solutions. Of course, when we find solutions by going to the Word of God and it tells us the solutions, those are great solutions to implement, but that's not my choice of solution. God told me that was the solution. So instead of just trying to rationalize it and figure it out on my own and solving my own problems, when I can remember, God, I need you. Jesus, you're my Lord. I need you to help me with this. And frequently they'll lead me to a place in the Bible, or a good friend will give me a call, and there's the answer. It's just, it's amazing when you open your heart and you let God and Jesus take action in your life by being obedient. They will be there for you. They will work for you in every situation, and it's just, it's awesome. We can really get off track when we try to work for ourselves in every situation instead of asking God or Jesus to do that for us.
Have you ever found, Larry, because I had this happen to me yesterday, two women that I know that have just, last night, they basically just took a boot from their leg and just smacked it across the back of my butt, and in a positive way, in an inspirational way, and reminded me, that's who they reminded me, that I was a child of God and that he was taking care of things and I was moving forward in the right direction. Have you ever gone, and I just read this in Corinthians 1 the other day, and it got me back on track. Have you ever gone through time doing as much as you do and being in the position that you still feel that you're not doing enough for Jesus on a daily basis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it would be so easy to feel guilty because all my every waking moment is not being done doing what I know that I ought to do for Jesus. But we still have to live in this world. We have to make a living. We have relationships. But it's as we model as much as we can in our daily lives the life that we believe that we know that the Word tells us that God and Jesus want us to lead, that's when we have the opportunity to have other people go like, hey, Larry, why are you always smiling all the time? How come you're always so happy? Then we have that opportunity to share with them why we have the hope that we do, and lead them to that. And so, you know, there are times that we can just say, I've got to be doing more and more and more for Jesus, but just living our lives, enjoying this wonderful life that we have together with one another, looking for the opportunity. You know, one of the things that bothers me the most today, Rob, is you hardly ever get people to make eye contact with you anymore out there.
That's for sure.
And, you know, they got their iPod on, or they're texting, or they're looking down, they look away. You know, if you can get people to see how you're living, how you treat each other, how you treat yourself. I mean, I deserve to be treated pretty well. God loves me a lot. So at any rate, yes, I wish I was doing more, but, you know, I live a very happy, fulfilled life, not perfectly all the time, but it's pretty cool that I do have a lot of people who come up and go like, hey, why are you doing that? How come you have that reaction to all of this instead of letting it get you down? And then I can say, well, because I know where my future is, and then I can hopefully open that door. But you betcha, Rob, there's more and more that I ought to do, and I think all of us feel that way, but You know, it's just it's a wonderful opportunity any day that we have a chance to witness to someone, and witnessing can be just smiling.
Absolutely.
Witnessing can be opening a door for someone, or you know, when I'm outside of one of the big box stores or something and I see some lady struggling to load something into her car, I will often offer to help. Sometimes they look at me like I'm going to try to steal their stuff, and many times, but most of the time, they go like, oh, yes, please, and I help them, and they thank me, and maybe I get a chance to witness, maybe I don't, but so I think in everything that we do, we have the opportunity to model Christ and to model what each of us ought to be doing as a part of the family of God. So I want to do more. I'm honored through the Living Truth Fellowship to get to contribute to the organization and to the ministry, and I try to just do that on a daily basis. Guys at work know who I am. They know what I believe. When they want to talk about the Word, we can talk about the Word. There are a lot of times people don't want to talk about it, and that's fine, too, because if you try to give somebody a drink when they're not thirsty, it doesn't work out so well. Their clothes have a tendency to get all wet because their mouth is closed. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, when I share that all the time, that you know, I used to think I wasn't doing enough, and then I was reading about, you know, we each have our own little ministry, and if we just focus on, like you said, being that shining light, and you hit it right on the head there, that's all we have to do, is being available for God. When He presents us with an opportunity to love thy neighbor as thyself, if we're struggling with that box, if we need a door open, but I share that out here, and especially you grew up or were out here in L.A. for a while, and you know the aura that's out here. So many people are into themselves, and it's like, if I put my headphones on, my baseball cap over my eyes, my sunglasses, then I don't have to stare at anybody. Nobody's going to bother me, and I'm keeping myself. But we only get, in most cases, one shot to be that shining light, an image of God to anybody. And if we're presenting ourselves as unapproachable, how do we ever help anybody in that position?
Well, that's so true, and it's so difficult. And there, you know, I'm heartbroken over the people that I have not witnessed to, and I think about that. The only good news is there's more of my brothers and sisters out there, and I'm just hoping that the people I'm able to witness to, for whatever reason, that somebody else has had a chance to do that. And so, you know, it's easy to beat ourselves up. And you've talked a few. Go back to this one before we're all done, if we can. About when people give you the boot or something like that, and that's disciplining yourself, or when others discipline you, that discipline is a good thing. It's like you're trying to find some way to fix something that might be inherently wrong, and that's a good thing. It's like you don't get angry when you find dirt when you're trying to clean your car, because you were trying to find the dirt so you could clean it, right?
Wow.
So the same thing with discipline. We have chosen a very narrow path by following Christ. And when somebody disciplines us, they're loving us into moving back onto the right path, and so we need to welcome that. But that doesn't mean we have to let just everybody out there beat us senselessly. That's different than
absolutely
discipline.
Absolutely. Larry Larimer has been our very special guest. That's actually an awesome place to end. And I got to tell you what, I would enjoy having all of the wonderful members of the Living Truth Fellowship back on again, and we'll have to do it again because there's so much that I know you have as a part of your life that you could share with us. But what an amazing show about peace, about stepping up to the plate, about commitment, and about just being there. Larry Larimer up in the wonderful state of Washington. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your day, Larry. I know it was an honor for you because you were serving God, and we appreciate it. And everybody, go online at tltf.org, tltf.org. Larry, have yourself an amazingly blessed day.
You do the same, Rob. God bless you, and thank you so much for everything that you do and for your time today.
Wow, how amazing was that? Go online, tltf.org. Check them out. Don't forget, Larry's show and all of our shows are available for free on iTunes and also on Rapid Feeds. My name is Rob Ecknow. So blessed by God to have the opportunity to push the buttons to allow His miracles and testimonies of all His faith and hope to come shining through for you. I hope you have an amazingly blessed day. We're going to stand and salute the greatest country in the world with our friend Mr. Barry McGuire. God bless to you and yours.
Oh, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'd like to thank all the men and women who gave their lives to build our history, gave to us this great and mighty nation, conceived and brought forth in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that we are all created equally. Our founding fathers' great determination gave to each of us a legacy. And now it's our time to build a tomorrow. It's our time to live the legacy. Oh yes, it's our time to build a tomorrow, answering the call of destiny. We will be the best that we can be. United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible.